Kerry that there is no patrol car available to Gardaí base in Killybegs, and there's no patrol car base to Gardaí available in Carrick either. So these two areas have to actually borrow a patrol car, which is ridiculous in this day and age that Gardaí should be expected to do that if they want to respond to calls. And, you know, how can our communities expect to get a response when they get the Gardaí, don't even provide cars for their members? It's unbelievable in this day and age that we would be talking about this, but this is a sign of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil's policy towards policing in this country.
And indeed, it was announced last year that a number of vehicles would be allocated to the Northwest, but still there's been no sign of such.
No, there's no sign of that happening, and there's no sign of the rollout of these vehicles. And as I understand it, the Gardaí are saying that there is no vehicles that are available to meet the temporary need that these have in terms of getting repairs done. But that's just not acceptable. I have been on to Garda headquarters to find out what the story is and why isn't Donegal getting fair treatment. It just can't go on, and we can't expect our Gardaí to provide the service for our communities if we don't provide them with the equipment. And, you know, the most basic thing is transport to get around the rural areas.
And indeed, when one vehicle is taken then from another station for a call out, it leaves that station then with no vehicle at all.
Well, that's right. You're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and basically, so if the Killybegs guards borrow a vehicle from Glasgow or Ardra, that means the counties or Ardra is left without a vehicle, and, you know, so yeah, the same situation for both areas, and that's just completely unacceptable. And in this day and age, we shouldn't accept it. But unfortunately, if we continue to elect Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, this will continue to be the situation.